been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
He's not wrong. I mean, I don't know about exclusively. We are in Metal Zone Radio on a Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever day of the week we end up on there, based out of Melbourne, Florida. So, very cool. And Metal Zone's awesome. We love Metal Zone. Hey, it's September. We got out of October. Oh my God, I'm drunk. No, I'm not. No, I'm just kidding. I'm tired. No, it's September. August is done. We celebrated 5 years of Not For Air, 4 years of Pure Honey. Me and Nicole's 3-year anniversary of dating, and now we're married. Saw Social D and the Misfits in the same weekend, and 4 states apart. And what else have we done so far? Well, a lot of other cool stuff. Anyway, so I'm exhausted, but very happy it's over. I also told everybody that I was excited about Social Distortion last Friday at the Fillmore, which, by the way, was an amazing show. If you've never seen Social Distortion live, despite that Mike Ness is probably almost 60, he still can fucking rock and roll like nobody else. And the band was just fucking phenomenal. And I was so happy I finally got to see him, being my favorite band of all time. So it was really cool. Charlotte was nice. Not quite how I remember it 5 years ago, right after this show started. But it's still nice. I think Asheville would be the next place I'd check out in North Carolina, just because I think there's more of an art thing there. At Charlotte, it was so much more corporate, and there wasn't really much for independence as far as, like, DIY and bands and art and that kind of stuff, at least not in the city. Outskirts, we didn't have a lot of time. We were only there for a day. So anyway, Social Distortion at the Fillmore was amazing. Got drunk. That was fun. Sobered up by the time the show came on, because I was sitting there sweating. But it was a lot of fun. And the people at Charlotte, people came from Greenville, they came from South Carolina, they came from Georgia. A lot of places to see that band play. So very cool. And of course we came all the way from South Florida. So that was awesome. So we did that, and then we drove back the next day to see the Misfits play. Which we had the remnants of some storm coming up, and Erica dissipated, so we didn't have to worry about that stupid shit anymore. But it rained a lot, and when we got to Respectables, I got my second wind, because I was driving. Me and Nicole were driving all day. We, you know, there was a couple accidents on the highways up north on the way down, so that was a pain in the ass. So it kind of extended the time. But so the Misfits were good. It was a good show. All the bands were kicking ass. It was raining, but it was so fucking busy, which I expect it to be. I mean, I'm not fucking stupid. It's Respectable's 28th anniversary party. Five bars were having bands in it, and most of the, or I think out of all the places Rodney owns, Respectable's square feet wise in general, I think in that area is the biggest. And even then you couldn't get through to the patio. Hubbaloo was super small, very, very, very thin inside. Same thing out back. It's just this one little spot. And Longboards, again, couldn't even get through the front door. So it was so packed. And mainly, if it wasn't raining, it wouldn't have been so bad. But because it was raining, I was trying to get somewhere under shelter, and everybody was already doing that, so it kind of sucked. The Misfits were great. I've seen them already. So it was really good to hear it again. I think because of all the rain, the sound kind of sucked. And Jerry's bass was so loud, and it just didn't sound right. But, again, like I said, it rained, so a lot of the equipment was fucking flooded anyway. So I'm not really saying too much about how bad. It was still good. It just, you know, could have been sounded better. But it wasn't the sound people's fault. I think it was mostly the weather. Because Chaos Sound is always good. John does a great job. So anyway, that was my fun weekend. I got to see a lot of people I knew on Saturday. It was nice. People were like, "Oh, you're doing the radio?" I'm like, no, it's too crowded for that shit. Too crowded, it's raining, I'm not doing all that. Plus, if there's not a place that we can go where it's quiet, like at the Brian Jackson thing that we did, which was kind of like the same thing, a couple stages, all day long thing. I had like a trailer that we had behind the stage where it was quieter, and we can do interviews. So if I don't have anything like that set up in a place, it's too fucking loud. It's going to sound like shit. So, anyway, that's why I was like, no. Plus, I was super exhausted. It was a long fucking drive just to come back for that. But, again, Respectables is awesome. A lot of stuff personally that I love. A lot of good memories there. And, you know, me and Nicole, I took her there when we first started dating. If I didn't go to Respectables, this show would never happen. So, it's a lot of good stuff. So, I was worth it. And then that was it. So, new venue's opening. We'll talk about that in a bit. Called the Bird's Eye. It's very cool. I haven't been there yet. It used to be Cruisers. I like Cruisers a lot. So one of the few places that whoever was running it never fucked me over. So I have mad props for that. We always got to go in there and do the radio stuff. I never got paid or anything, but I wasn't really trying to. But at the same time, I went in there, did it. Nobody gave me shit. Promoted the place a lot, had a lot of good shows. The old shows we used to have in there, what John used to put on, shows that Scott put on, Dixon of the Metal Cast and Awesome Nation of Decay, who got to play in West Palm, so they were stoked. There's a lot of shows throughout the years at Cruisers, and now it was closed for a year. The owner just sold it, you know, it wasn't anything bad. And now we got the Bird's Eye, which is owned by the people that own Earth Tones and Terra Firmata, which is down in Stewart as well, so I'm actually kind of excited. So we got Break the Hero, local guys, Break the Hero, and In Motion. Both bands we've interviewed a lot. Both bands we know really well, so will be fun. So we're going to go check that out. By the time this airs, it's already happening, but I'll be on Facebook. I'll tweet or something. So that's what I'll be doing at that time. Anyway, guess what? It's almost fall. Summer's over once they get rid of fucking Labor Day. Can't stand that. I'm working anyway, so, you know, it's not really Labor Day for me. I went to the beer store, Total Wine, and I got me some Shipyard, but I didn't get me the pumpkin head. I got me something called Smashed Pumpkin. It's a little bit stronger. 9.0 alcohol volume. So we're actually going to try this right now and see how it tastes. I'm very picky when it comes to pumpkin beer. I've had many, 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 many different craft pumpkin beers, and most of them all sucked. Too hoppy, not enough pumpkin. Too much pumpkin, not enough hoppy. I'm very picky. Pumpkin Head so far has been the best pumpkin beer I've ever had. So now we're going to try this. It's made by the same company, Shipyard, so we're going to try this. So hold on, let me get the whole bottle opener out. If I can do this without, you know, fucking up too hard, God damn it. have like the worst bottle opener. It doesn't want to open bottles correctly. There, come on, bitch. There we go, got it. Jesus. Jesus Christ, I got it. All right, here we go, ready? And one, two, three. I'm not going to chug this goddamn thing. I'm just going to have a sip and taste it and see how it tastes. I'm going to drink it, obviously, during the show, but I want to sip it right now. Hold on. All right. It tastes like a little bit of a stronger version of the Pumpkinhead. It's got a little more flavor to it, but the oatsy beer taste is definitely there. So it's a little stronger as far as, I wouldn't say hops. I'd be like, let's see, that's alcohol warning. I don't care about that. Anyway, I don't know what it is. Fuck it. It's not bad, though. So anyway, fuck it. What are we doing? Okay, so next, let's play some tunes, yeah? We're going to play... Get over here. Hold on. We're going to play some Eatin' Back to Life and some Never Wrong and Neck Deep. That's what we're going to do. So enjoy, tune in, don't forget podunkradio.com, punkbandpromotions.com, and much more stuff we got a whore. So enjoy. Stronger.
reminds me of you. It reminds me of you. And I hope I don't track you down, 'cause I'm starting to feel alright next to you. And I hope this can all work out, 'cause I feel like myself when I'm running my head to the ground. When's the next time that I can see you? Got so much time on my hands, but it's slipping.
And welcome back to Not For Our Underground, the radio here on podunkerradio.com. So, a lot of tunes, trying to work on something with the website. Fucking websites and that kind of shit. So anyway, what else is going on? Okay, I'm not even going to fucking stress over it now, because I don't know why. I'm not. I just, whatever. They're on there, that's all that matters. Anyway, right? I lost all my shit I was working on. Fucking computer, piece of shit. What am I doing? Mm-hmm. Anyway. Oh, yeah, this weekend. So, you haven't been to the Bird's Eye yet, please go check that out. It's a pretty cool place. Like I said, I'm going to go and make my assessment tonight. If you're down in West Palm Beach and you want to go to Respectables for their cheesy 90s homecoming, go do that. That'll be fun. I'd go, but I'm working because fucking retail. With that said, Sunday Fun Day, something else that's pretty awesome, happening over at the Stamp up in Vero Beach. The Shakers, good band. Darukin, Take Warning, and Frank Posser will be there. I assume it starts at 9 p.m., so pretty much be out of work by then. So please, go and hang out. Should be a lot of fun. So that's going on. There ain't much else happening this weekend. The Stamp is having their five-year anniversary in October. So it'll be a shit ton of bands from the local area for that. I believe Take Warning, probably the Gravel Kings, so on and so forth. Strange Wave, or what are they, Catalogs now? Yeah, that one. So that'll be happening. This pumpkin beer isn't bad. I'm going to have another swig. Don't let it warm up, though. Doesn't taste good warm. So, yeah, fall. And I know a lot of people are going to start having those anti-pumpkin spice Facebook pictures, memes, or whatever. Kindly go fuck yourself. I don't have time for you. No, seriously, look, it's fall. Let us have this, because God knows in October there'll be Christmas shit up, which makes no fucking sense. So at least let us have our fall, which in Florida we really don't even fucking have, at least South Florida. North Florida, if there's a cold snap, the leaves will change. But we don't get our fall, like, you know, different colored leaves and all that shit, till fucking January or February, if we end up getting cold snaps. Up north, that happens. We don't have that. It's fucking hot and humid here. You know, and the only time it was kind of cool, I was when that storm went through, and the breeze was amazing. But other than that, it was fucking hot. So let us have our pumpkin spice, because, and our fall stuff, because up north, we don't really have those leaves down here, and it's a fucking shame. Especially if you're a horror fan like I am and love Halloween movies. Halloween, the John Carpenter movie and the sequels, and other movies that have stuff on Halloween is what I mean. Because, you know, up there, you know, you have hayrides up north and haunts, and it's really cool stuff. Especially if you're me and you're into that. And so right now it's that time of year. Not For Air usually takes its, after the anniversary, we usually take a break. And we probably will come Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. Last year I went full steam the whole fucking year, kept promoting fucking Reunite Fest. That ain't happening this year. Not like it was. Not for months and 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 months. We're not doing that. Will we probably be part of Reunite Fest? Probably. Will I probably be end up at the Brian Jackson festival again? Fuck yeah. That's going to be good. So anyway, look forward to that kind of stuff in the future. That's really it for right now about that. I'm going to play more music because I don't know what else to really talk about. I'm not pissed off. We're not going to go on rampages. You know, go out to a show. Have fun. Meet cool people. Find things you're into. Yes, I played some horror punk back there, by the way, because I wanted to. And, you know, fuck you. I'm so awful. I'm, like, probably the worst person in the world. I don't think that's true. Let's see. Fall of Olympus, Lauren Carothy. A lot of bands I'm, like, going through here. What do I want to play? You know what? We'll play some In Motion just because they're playing tonight, too. And it's a little bit different. It's not the most hardcore stuff. But, again, what do we care? I play what I want. Anyway, yeah, here's more tunes. We'll be back.
One, two, three, four! You've got something in your eyes.
sunshine. A train doesn't end until it dies. If you can't tell it's worth your time, up here isn't a place for you to hide. The store is not a way for you to leave. These clouds are not about to help you breathe. The day is not one and please see. This bus can help you sing. These faces
line, yeah, I guess I'll pay. If it puts suffer as greatly as you will.
Not to 50!
Listen, do you hear? That is the sound of ultimate suffering.
We did that like last year. It was awesome. So anyway, I guess Avril Lavigne and the guy from Nickelback, we're just going to call him Nickelback, broke up after 2 years of marriage, so I don't care. And a lot of people are like, finally I get the banger, but at the same time I'm like, I didn't even know she was fucking 30. I thought she was a lot younger than that, but it turns out she's like fucking 3 years younger than me. But who knew, right? But who wants to stick their dick after Nickelback? Do you want to be the guy that goes after Nickelback? No. So anyway, good times. Yeah, that pumpkin beer is tasting pretty good about now. So I got a buddy of mine, Joey D. DeStefano, who is a fucking, if there was ever a troll on Facebook, he is the troll. But he's a good dude. Like, he's really a very straightforward, he's so straightforward that you don't know if he's fucking with you or he's being honest. But he will post shit just to piss people off. And then most of the time he's being completely honest about something, and that pisses people off too. But he's in a band called The Toilets, which we played before on the show many times. And he's a good dude, and he's a podcaster as well. And so, but he does a video podcast, and he used to have one called Dad's House Confessions, and now it's called The House of the Savage. And so, it's basically him and people just sitting around, kind of like what we do in the Caffeinated, bullshitting. And I'm almost trying to figure out which is more offensive, the Caffeinated podcast or The House of the Savage. So, it's on YouTube. So I'm going to go ahead and play some of it here, just so you have an idea what we're getting into. Dab Hub. All right, there you go. So if you're into dabs, it's like a 2 hour long show. I got to turn it up. Here. Let me get something.
Position, even when confronted with facts, well, even in the context of like the internet, Facebook.
So they're just drinking and hanging out.
It's even harder to like feel empathy or like really convey your point in the proper like light when you can't look at each other, you can't emote, you can't, you know what I mean, get a they keep in touch after this.
They watch like news stuff on TV too.
I fucking push with everything I got and I rip the fucking bar out of the wall.
Anyway, if you're into some crazy ass shit, grown ass man, definitely take a look. They're good dudes. And you know, he had the other show he had, they were playing like local band stuff, kind of like what we do. And you know, mad respect for that. So definitely check out The House of the Savage. And you know, definitely check that out. There's a lot of other great stuff out there. YouTube has a lot of great shows. Dr. Wolfiel is great if you're into horror reviews, horror movie review guy, Zombie Palooza Radio. Just so much. There's a lot of good stuff. Pusher J and Princess Militia over on Metal Zone, they have a great show. Binarial Injection? It's really good. Check that out. On this particular station, this is probably the worst show we have. So that's true. That's probably the worst show. We got the Bastard Club, I think all the way from England. They're amazing. Sick Boys Radio is always amazing. Loud, Fast, and Shitty out of Tampa Bay, my other Florida boys. Very cool. So it's and Joey's, you know, House of Savage, that's down in Lake Worth. So that's not that far from me. So that's South Florida. So we got a lot of good shit happening. Like I said, last week we got a new FM station down in Miami, which I'll never go to, which is still around, luckily. It's the Shark. But I did not know at the time that the guy that used to run the Buzz took over. So I have faith now that the music will be better as long as corporate isn't going, we're holding your hands, you're going to play this, and that's it, and not say anything. Because that's what happened at the buzz in the end. I've said that before. The cool thing about people like the Sick Boys and the guys over at Loud, Fast, and Shitty and of course, the Bastard Club and all these other shows that are on Podunk and also other shows that might be on like No Sale Radio that's on Metal Zone, Cutthroat Metalcast. What it is it's great is because we don't have anybody from like an office saying, you can't do this. Obviously, we're not going to play Nickelback. Obviously, we're not going to play Stone Temple Pilots or anything like that. What is we're playing? I am playing underground bands. I want to expose. Obviously, yes, everybody knows who Social Distortion was. Everybody knows who the Misfits are in one way or another. But still really underground. And I, like I said, I don't know. Maybe Social D gets more play out west on the West Coast where they're from than they would on the East Coast in Florida. But, you know, other than that, we're playing In Motion. We're playing in Break the Hero. We're playing The Prescription. We're playing, these are all so far to South Florida bands, but we're playing out of Texas, The Danger Kicks. We're playing The Beat Dolls. We're playing Robot Song. Corporate Robot. I don't know why I can never remember the guy's name. But we're playing that. We're playing people from Ireland and England, Venus de Vilo. We're playing fucking the Cadaver Club. We're playing, you know what I mean? Like, it's great. Because a lot of these FM stations don't have anything. And like I said, this is what I know from in Florida and a couple other states I've been to. So this might not be the case in Detroit. This might not be the case in Seattle. This might not be the case in Colorado. If you have an FM station that's playing local bands, good. Congratulations, that's a good thing. But we're worldwide, so it's actually good because you don't have to be local to hear their music. I just happen to play a lot of South Florida bands because I'm friends with a lot of them, and they deserve to be heard. But I'll play stuff from all over. You just send me the stuff. There's plenty of comps I use, you know? So anyway, I'm just saying, there's plenty of stuff out there, and I think the more that we talk about it, the more we bring it up, the more we do shows, the more people that podcast about it, I don't want to say get lost in the shuffle. I mean, I've been doing this for 5 fucking years, and probably other people have been doing it a lot longer. Am I the longest running one in South Florida? Yes. Yes, I am. Consistently since 2010. And I don't know if I inspired other people or not. I don't really care. Let them do what they want. If they want to team up, I'll definitely team up. I'm down. I wouldn't mind doing a crossover thing. I'm good with that. I want people to do this. But also, I want bands to understand that this is an important thing. I don't want them to shrug it off like whatever. Because I've had this happen where I explain to people, I do radio, blah, 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 not for air, Podunk. And they're like, oh, yeah, cool, cool. What station? And I say, well, it's Podunk. It's online. And they just kind of give me this stupid fucking look. Like, oh. And I'm like, oh, you're a shitty fucking local band. You're going to fucking tell me, oh? Because it gave me a fucking disgraceful look because I said we're online only? Motherfucker, get the fuck out of here. I don't need your shit. I'm being nice. I came up to you. I didn't have to. I can go fuck off and talk to some. I go talk about comic books. I don't give a fuck. Caffeinated's doing just fine. Every other show is doing just fine. I do this show because I like the music. But I'm just saying, I'm not the greatest in the world or nothing, but I'm just saying, like, if I'm going to come up to you and try to help you and be like, hey, I like your tunes, let's play it. I think people like it. And then you go, oh, cool. And then you go, well, what station? I'm like, well, online. It's Podunk. It's internet. You can do whatever you want. And then you're like, oh. I'm like, oh, who the fuck are you? I said, nobody outside Three Counties know who the fuck you are and your little Facebook bullshit. Fuck you. That's how it's going to end up because that's the kind of shit that happens to me. This happened before, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I really want the bands. Fucking Boots. Guy on my good buddy Boots posted a picture. Throwback Thursday, and it's some guy cold cocking a kangaroo. he kills me. But you know what I'm saying. I think the bands and the radio stations working together locally in their towns is really awesome, and I support that. And I have to say the Treasure Coast is really working well now with me. Everything's good. We're having a good time. So anyway, how much time I got left in this fucking show? I got 10 minutes. Let's play some more tunes. Huh? All right, let's play more tunes. What do you want to hear? Does somebody want to tell me what they want to hear? As this is not live, so it doesn't matter anyway. You know what? I'll play this because I feel like it. It's called Serious Suicide, Fuck Me Till I'm Dead. Enjoy. Anyway, we're out of here. See you next week. Bye. Get the fuck out of here. Do your own thing. Don't be a bitch. Treat each other nicely. Oh, by the way, there's chances are you might run into me at a Starbucks in Stewart. But I'm not going to tell you which one, because I don't want you following me around. But, you know, come say hi, because we're probably doing the caffeinated at some point. Check out Bird's Eye. If you can't make it tonight. By the way, when this is airing, if you're local, you have plenty of time. I think they don't close till later, so I think the show doesn't start till 8 or 9 anyway. So come out. You can listen on the way on your phone with the TuneIn app. Go to Podunk Radio. We'll be on at 9. Also, get the Podbean app and download that and follow McPatch's Media, which is my company, which all my shows air under that and my productions. Check out that. We got everything from Caffeinated Podcast, Underground Horror Radio, to this show, to... I kept the original podcast over on Bandcamp, so you can listen to that and on the website. But Metalcast, Cutthroat Metalcast is on there as well, so anything that we've done. Check that out. Bye, everybody. One or two more songs. Bye.
They are the rock crew. They have been there from the early days. for air, underground radio.